Let's talk a little Monty, though, here.
Yeah, so a couple things caught my eye this week, and I thought we should probably have a discussion about these two things on our radio show. And
that's what we're here for.
That's this show.
It's not really right a now. Segment. If I know, like, it doesn't really start until you get things officially going. You have to hit the starter gun.
Yeah, you got to package it somehow.
So, this is things I discovered on the internet. The open.
Montemayor, welcome to the web. This Monto online now. No, it's not porn, maybe King of Queens. Just don't touch that dial. Sports news memes, yeah, he's on a roll. This Monto online now. DJ and Ham, join Paul George. Just don't touch that dial.
Holy awesome hell, now. That was awesome.
That's great. I'm going to have to just find stuff every week on the internet. Just like one time for the disabled just to hear the open.
Any excuse.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. That was fantastic.
All right, 9:59 on the ticket. Let's do the news next.
We're not doing just the open.
Oh. There's no way we can get better than that.
We
should just go to break.
We started too hot.
We might have to close with the two.
So a couple things that I found on the internet this week, one of which is still ongoing.
The Olympics.
Baseball.
I would not bring up those during this segment.
Oh.
So currently there is a streamer.
Yeah, he wouldn't waste valuable airtime on that again.
Yeah.
10:50.
There is a streamer on YouTube right now. He's got about 1,500 people watching him.
Ninja.
His name is Norm, or Normie. N-O-R-M-E.
How's it going, pal?
Now, he is attempting to
like
break
subscribe, buddy.
A world record.
We're streaming now, pal.
Appreciate it, pal.
Haven't had a good stream in years, pal.
Oh, no.
Buddy.
It happens. You get a prostate the size of a basketball.
What?
This guy, Norm, is streaming. Uh-huh. He's attempting to beat the world record for most time awake consecutively.
Oh, no, that is not good for your health.
What a beating.
Yeah. So the world record, according to him, is 265 hours. Now, if you are aware that there are 24 hours in a day, we are talking more than 10 days straight.
11.
MK Ultra
11.
Stuff.
He is currently at 251 hours, and he has been streaming the entire time.
No.
So
why are we wasting time doing this show and not just listening to that?
Well, it's actually really tough to watch because you can see his body is wanting to fall asleep, but he has a guy there sitting with him, basically like hitting him over the head with a broom whenever he starts to nod off.
Okay, I want that job. Where do I sign up to be that guy?
Yeah, does but the broom guy have to work in shifts?
At that point, yeah, he's got a nice he's little got his cot own, off to the side.
He's got his own little broom guy that hits him to wake up.
No, he works like a nurse's schedule, 12 on, 12 off.
What are the parameters? Can he, he's not allowed to close his eyes or anything like that?
Well, he can blink.
Well, duh. But like for an extended period of time,
no blinking for 11 straight days.
I think he's allowed to if someone really annoys him, close his eyes for a second.
Oh!
But no, I mean you see him; he can't even form coherent sentences at this point.
Are you streaming him right now?
I am right now, and he's not on camera, and I don't know what's happening.
He's probably dead.
I'm really hoping that's not what happened, but yeah, they've showed him trying to, walk, and he'll have a hard time keeping his legs up. And of course, everyone is telling him, dude, whatever you're going to get from all of this, whether it be more subscribers or whatever you're trying to get, putting your body near death is not worth that. Because, there are millions of studies out there about how the lack of sleep, especially this level, can be extremely harmful to your body.
Can you send me the link to the stream? Because I Googled Norm Stream, and it gave me Wikipedia. Nord Stream is a network of offshore natural gas pipelines which runs under the Baltic Sea.
Just go to YouTube and type in N-O-R-M-E, and he'll come up.
TikTok.
Ah, there's an E on the end.
Yeah, that's why I don't know if it's Norm or Normie. But anyway.
Idiot.
Yeah, he's trying to set this record, and basically everyone in this chat right now is just screaming at him to stop doing it.
Oh, he's pale like Lando. Like, he is so white.
Is this Lando?
It's definitely not Lando.
Lando could never stay awake for 12 hours.
Lando's like a cat. Lando sleeps 17 hours a day. They have to wake him up before E! News and before Community Quick Hits. Sleep is not a problem for that guy. But no, yeah, that's what people are worried about right now. And at some point, you kind of wonder, as a friend, especially the dude that's sitting there hitting him over the head with the broom to keep him awake, like, are you a good person for doing that? Like, if one of y'all told me, hey, I really want to do this, can you help me? I don't think I would be willing to help you.
This
do
is
something
depressing
that
me.
Bad.
The comments are terrible.
Where there's all people, just telling him to go to sleep?
Yeah, they're trying to look out for his well-being, say, go to sleep, and other people are just commenting saying, die.
That's kind of what the
other
thing
is. I laughed at
you.
The end of that. But.
Yeah, I don't know either.
So what's his ultimate plan with this? He's gonna gain some followers, but the vast majority of people are going to fall off after it's done and completely forget that it ever happened.
Yeah, because that's also, yeah, the thing I was going to bring up is if you get followers from this.
Yeah, you got to up the ante.
Are you just going to keep staying awake? Like, what are they going to stick around for?
Is that your bit or do you have something else? Or?
But it's definitely just feeding into this, you know, this culture that, you know, kind of defines the youth right now, which is do anything. You know, your body be damned or your morals or whatever it may be. Just got to get those views, bro.
It's
gotta
not
get
even,
those likes, get those clicks, whatever it may be.
It's not even just kids. It was Plain Lady. Plain Lady is still trying to ride her momentum. That guy's not effing real lady on the plane.
Yeah.
She still floats around Twitter. That still pops up on my feed. And she gets a whole bunch of, I don't know who's liking Plain Lady's tweets when it's just some mundane whatever, but I see it pop up all the time. So there is something to, if you can get a little bit of an audience, then people are going to stick with it, I guess. But she has the built-in advantage of being attractive woman. I don't know what this guy's hook is going to be other than he almost killed himself by staying awake as long as he possibly could.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he's sleeping.
So the other thing I wanted to bring up, and I know, Ham, I mentioned this to you this week, and you said you had heard of this, so...
Hitman? Special.
No, it's definitely not Hitman. Can we talk Hitman? We can talk Hitman.
Tilapia?
Whatever that is.
So have you heard, DJ, about the person that regrew their ear and their arm?
Yes.
You have? Okay.
I did see that, yeah. I saw the headline. I did not click.
So it's a really crazy story. So back in 2016, a woman, her name is Private Shamika Barrage, was in a car accident that ended up with her ear being completely severed. And she goes to some plastic surgeons at William Beaumont Army Medical Center in El Paso, and they told her that they can perform the Army's first reconstruction and transplant. Now, people are wondering, okay, what do you mean reconstruction and transplant? So what they did was they took some of the cartilage from her rib and carved her a new ear. So it has the shape of exactly what her ear would look like.
It's a long-looking ear.
And before they can reattach it, because you can't just, you know, put some Gorilla Glue on there and just stick it on the side of your head.
If you hold it long enough, I think it would probably
just
stick.
Wait. They had to have it grow new blood vessels so it would have feeling. So what they did was they implanted it in her forearm so that it could grow new blood vessels. And the photo of the ear inside of her forearm is so gross.
It's like an alien is crawling underneath her skin, ready to pop out.
Yeah, because it has the exact imprint of an ear right underneath her skin. And then once that was able to grow to the specifications they needed it, they removed it from her forearm and attached it to the side of her head. And now, once again, she has a working ear.
This is like the Malcolm McDonald situation, if you're aware of that man.
The comedian, yeah.
No. Malcolm McDonald, he lost his penis to a severe infection.
Is that why Javier liked him so much?
And what happened was he grew what is dubbed the bionic penis on his forearm for 6 years. So for 6 years...
Oh, okay. I do remember, I think, Gordo or somebody talking about
this. Yeah, he grew his own penis on his arm.
Thanks for pointing to your arm. Thank you. I had to show you.
Yeah.
Well, he pointed to his arm and his penis. So that we, oh, okay. Those are both.
Right there. Yeah. Makes sense.
Would you wear many short sleeve shirts if you had your penis on your arm?
I mean, the photos of this guy, he's flaunting it.
It depends if it was just a dinky little thing or if.
If it was me, people would think I'd been sitting under an acorn tree.
Like you just have a really bad pimple.
You get stung by a bee?
You need to wipe that roach off your arm.
Oh my God, it's
your
penis.
No, just my penis.
So I've also seen it where they'll grow an ear or some kind of appendage like that on a rat. And they'll have the picture of the rat or the mouse that'll have it.
Some rat's
going to
have
back.
My ear?
Potentially. So I'm wondering if this is happening at the same time, if there's some company that's fully invested in growing these things on rats versus...
That is so creepy, too. I had never heard of that.
Yeah, that's also a thing. So we're really close. It feels like they're on the cusp of being able to just Mr. Potato Head anything back onto your head, just growing these things everywhere.
Isn't that creepy?
Ew.
They're both creepy.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
No.
You wouldn't want a ear that was grow... If the option is not having an ear...
Yeah, give me the wrist ear.
I don't need rats hearing what I'm doing. Anywhere.
Yeah, is it like the Siamese twin situation where you start feeling the rat's feelings with his ear? He starts hearing what you hear, you hear what he hears.
Hearing the rat's feelings? That's a confusing sentence. I can feel his sadness. I can feel he's hungry.
Oh, the dumb rat got caught in the trap. Yeah. Ouch! Get out! Stupid rat. But yeah, it's crazy.
That is crazy,
medical
bro.
World's just crazy, man.
Telling me.
All right.
Staying awake a long time and
growing ears on your arms.
Could you regrow your ass on a rat?
Ooh, interesting. Just a cheek, right? Yeah. Just one cheek.
Yeah.
Boy, that poor rat that's dragging that 50-pound sheep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, why?
You have to put it on a hippo or something.
The rat's just like, the cheek is just on the ground, and the rat is just like on its back. It can't move. It's like a turtle on its back. Why did you curse me to this?
It's just trying to grab the little rat revolver to put to its brain.
Kill me. Rat revolver.
Yeah, why does that have to be a rat revolver?
I don't know. A regular one be too big for him.
Good segment, dude.
All right. It peaked in the open.
Can we close with the open? Just so we can hear it again?
Why not?
Montemayor, welcome to the web. This Monto online now. No, it's not porn, maybe King of Queens. Just don't touch that dial. Sports news memes, yeah, he's on a roll. This Monto online now. DJ and Ham join Pool George. Just don't touch that dial.
Pool George?
Yeah.
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 That's my alter ego when I'm swimming.
Yeah.